الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن ولي الله الذي نزل الكتاب وهو يتولى الصالحين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أمتي هذه أمة مرحومة، ليس عليها عذاب في الآخرة، عذابها في الدنيا الفتن والزلازل والقتل، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, it is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to come to the masjid on the day of Jumu'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to be able to take ghusl and make wudu and prepare for salah. Because we are living in the day and age and in a time where we know that there are people, there are Muslims, our brothers and sisters, who cannot just take a shower. They don't have the ability, they don't have the facility, they don't even have water to drink. Forget about making wudu. So this is something to think about, to contextualize, to come to reality with, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us immensely. Now, how do we understand the situations with which or through which the Muslim Ummah as a whole goes through? And the reason I'm saying a Muslim Ummah, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ummatu hadhihi," this Ummah is like al jasad al wahid. It's like one body. Any part of the body hurts. Let's say something happens to my toenail, then I'll feel the pain throughout my body. Doesn't matter where it happens, right? So doesn't matter what's happening, whether it's happening in the East, whether it's happening in the Middle East or the West or the North or the South, wherever anything is happening to the body of the Muslim Ummah, you and me as part of this body should feel the pain. We should be able to think about that pain to the point that we should probably shed a tear or two because of that pain. When you get a thorn pricked in your foot, you scream. There's an instantaneous reaction. Why? Because you feel it. Just like that, my brothers and sisters, we have to feel the pain of the Ummah. And in order to feel that pain, we have to remember that we are one Ummah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lets those individuals and human beings who are beloved to Him go through trials and tribulations in this world. It is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You may ask, why so? A good parent will not feed their child with the silver spoon for their entire life. If they do so, then they're not being a good parent, because you're not letting the child grow and be independent. You're not letting the child grow and have freedom of thinking and ability to do things and grow as an individual, a confident human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us free will in this world. And along with that comes the responsibility on each and every one of us to determine our actions. There cannot be an intervention whenever something happens. If you intervene, let's say your child is taking a math test and you showed them what to do and then they failed. And before they were about to fail, you said, you know what? It's okay. Let me just help you out. Do you think they're ever going to learn? Most likely not. Because you're not letting them go through the process. So the process is necessary for growth. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith that أشد الناس بلاء الأنبياء ثم الأمثل فالأمثل وفي رواية أخرى أشد الناس بلاء الأنبياء ثم العلماء ثم الصالحون أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. That those people, the people who will be tested the most on the face of this earth, will be the prophets alayhim salatu wasalam. Those people who were the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be tested the most. They will go through trials and tribulations and suffering the most. Then those who love them and you emulate them, and then those who emulate them, the salihun. In another narration, the Prophet ﷺ said that it'll be the Anbiya, the Prophets والسلام, then the ulama, the learned of the ummah, then the salihun, the pious. Why so? Because as I mentioned, it is necessary for the growth of their maqam, their ranks in this world and the hereafter. Because for a Muslim, he does not look at this world from a myopic lens of just 50, 60, 70 years of life. A Muslim looks at this world from the lens of a visionary, that you live moving forward for eternity. So when you are going to live for eternity, temporary pain and suffering, which is necessary for the growth of the child, you're okay with that. Temporary failure, you're okay with that. Because you're looking at the bigger picture. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the bigger picture for this ummah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a hadith explaining this phenomenon said, Ummati hadhihi, my ummah, this ummah is ummatun marhumatun. It is an ummah which is marhumah, right? Meaning which has been shown mercy, compassion by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Laysa alayha, understand this, from the lens of the hereafter. Laysa alayha azabun fil akhirati. It will not have any punishment in the hereafter. Any punishment in eternity. Azabuha fi dunya. Its punishment, its trials, its tribulations, its sufferings will be in this world. In this temporary abode. Not for eternity, for a temporary time period. And what is that? The Prophet ﷺ qualified that with certain things. He said, Al-fitan, trials and tribulations, wa-zalazil, natural calamities like earthquakes and others. And the last one he said, wal-qatl, and them being killed and massacred. So now this does not mean that we shouldn't feel the pain. I'm just trying to help us understand and contextualize as to why we go through these sufferings. It is part of the process. The process of the elevation of this ummah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself, the most beloved being to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had to go through the most trials and tribulations that a human being can imagine. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one of them I will mention. The most beloved thing to the parent is their children. Yes or no? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the most difficult thing for a parent is to see their children pass away in front of their eyes. Wallahi, it is the most difficult thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised Jannah for those who are patient on this suffering. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had 6 children. Out of the 6 children, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam buried 5 of them with his own hands. Allahu Akbar. 5 of them passed away in his lifetime in front of him. And he buried them with his own hands. And the last one, she passed away 6 months after the demise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it is the life, what we are living in, is a test. We have to go through trials and tribulations. And without that, we're not going to reach the elevation of Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised for you and me. But because we're going through that trial and tribulation, and the other ummah, other parts of our body are going through that, that should not mean that, okay, well, we take it easy. It's okay. We're just, no, you should still feel the pain. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam felt the pain of the ummah when they were going through difficulties. The time of Bi'r Ma'una, it's a famous incident in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the 4th year of Hijrah. Some people came and they betrayed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they took 70 ulama, qurra, huffaz with them, saying that we're going to take them to our village and we'll learn Islam and so on and so forth, and they massacred them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried for a month. He made dua every single day for them and against the people who did this. This is the Prophet of Allah, the most Rahim being. Allah calls him what? Rahmatun lil alameen. He's the most compassionate being to walk on the face of this earth. So we have to feel the pain. It is part and parcel of being a human being that you feel the feelings, but also contextualize it. Understand it so you don't lose faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and na'udhu billah, hasha lillah, say things that, where is Allah? Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not coming to our rescue? My brothers and sisters, the world that we live in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not made it like that. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Ta'if. He's walking the stretch of Ta'if, and the people are pelting stones on him. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send Jibreel alayhi salam to save him? Nuh alayhi salam is being pelted. Zakaria alayhi salam is being cut. Musa alayhi salam is going through what he is going through. The sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to let the human being go through the process as an individual, as a society, as a community, as an ummah. We go through this process. What happened 500 years after Umar radiallahu anhu had taken over Jerusalem? The crusaders, they came and they massacred so many people in Jerusalem that there was no space for the people to walk. They would step on the dead bodies of the people who were martyred and walk across. And they stayed in power for 80 plus years until, you know, Nuruddin Zengi and his general Salahuddin Ayyubi through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and doing what they did in accordance, came back to taking it back. This process is not the first time. We go through this, and as an ummah, we have to stand together. We have to feel the pain. We have to make dua. We cannot become hopeless. We cannot become despondent. We cannot lose faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of this suffering. We have to keep faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of the fara'ina, the fir'auns that walk on the face of this earth in his own way, in his own time. But during that process, there are many who are elevated in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for eternality. And those are the people who go through difficulty. Allah took care of the Fir'aun who did this to Musa and his nation, right? Who are right there in Egypt, right there. They were cornered. They were literally cornered when they were trying to run away from Fir'aun. And they say, Musa, you got us killed. So what did Musa say? Kalla inna ma'ya rabbi sayati. Can never happen. Allah is with me. Inna ma'ya rabbi. Allah is with me. And He is going to deliver me out of this difficulty with all of you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives respite to those who become like the Fir'aun. Why? So that they can keep going deeper and deeper and deeper into the pit of hellfire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes makes the difficulties of those who are going through difficulties in the temporary abode become harsher before they become easier, so that they can be raised in Jannah. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises the entire ummah together in Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Say ameen. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eases the difficulty of this ummah all over the globe. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of the Fir'aun of this time and the Fir'aun of every time. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us one and keeps us strong. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the ability to at the very least feel that this, whatever is wrong, is wrong. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there are three levels of iman. The first level of iman is that you're able to stop something with your hand when something wrong is done. Munkar. Then if you have the ability to stop it and not worsen it, then do something with your hand. If you're going to worsen it, then don't. Likewise, the second one, if you have the ability to speak haqq and expose haqq and spread haqq with your tongue, then do so. And if you're going to make it worse, then don't. But the least of iman, the level of iman, which everybody should do and can do, is feel what is wrong in their hearts. And make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide the wrongdoers if guidance is written for them. And if guidance is not written for them, then we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanses this world from any atrocities and the people who are perpetrating those atrocities. Say ameen. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين